Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm really glad you're here. I hope you'll check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Thank you. Those of you who are buying it, Amazon keeps sending us orders. For those of you who are buying it, I appreciate it very much. Those of you going to Amazon, also thank you for going to my website. You can buy, you can get an autographed copy at my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, including the e-version. You can get that at on Amazon. You can also get the e-version at my website. Also, Books of Me and has stocks of the book, so check that out. Okay, in the previous segment, it's just you and me, by the way. I've got one more thing I want to talk about. In the previous segment, I talked about two kinds of passion. Market passion, the kind that's associated with whatever you sell. You know, that's buying and selling and making sales and ringing the cash register. That's the fun part. Then the other passion is the operating passion, I called it. And that's the fundamentals. And I want to talk a little bit about how to get excited about fundamentals, how to get excited about operating. I know it's, you know, that's the operating part, that's the diaper changing part of running a business. You know, everybody loves to cuddle a little baby and smell how sweet they smell most of the time. And they're so sweet, right? The little guys are so sweet and cuddly. That's like the marketing passion of your business, right? But then every once in a while, that little bundle of joy needs to have a diaper change, right? That's the operating side. And because you love that little baby so much, you don't mind changing the diapers, right? Well, think about your business that way. Think about your business. It's this cuddly thing. It's the thing. It's got your name on it, just like your child. This business, there's your name right over the door. It's you. People associate it with you. They call you a business owner. It makes you proud. Like if they called you the parent, the dad or the mom of little Johnny or little Susie. When they say that you're the owner, it makes you proud, right? But somebody had to raise that child. And somebody had to discipline that child. Somebody had to give it a bath and change its diaper and educate it. And those are the operating passions of raising a child. And they're no less important than the operating passions of running a business. And that means systems. That means policies. That means detail. Folks, if you can't get comfortable, if you're literally incapable of being devoted to detail when you have to be, please don't start a business. I don't care what kind of an entrepreneur you are. If you can't at least find a way to focus and be devoted to detail. Some part of your business has to have somebody devoted to detail. And you can hire somebody to do that. But I will tell you, they can't make the decisions. They can't make the decisions with that detail. That's your job. So you have to be able to understand the detail. And for you to understand it, you have to have somebody to produce it. You produce it, or you have somebody else produce it. I'm talking about customer lists. I'm talking about sales projections. I'm talking about prospect development. I'm talking about tracking sales performance. I'm talking about financial records, operating statement, balance sheet, cash flow projections, bank relationships, vendor discounts, except freight, all these things. Those are details. They're not sexy. They're not cuddly. They don't smell good, but you've got to do it. And if you can't be comfortable with that kind of, with focusing on that kind of detail, and if you're a startup, You don't have the money to hire somebody to do all that. You got to do it too. So the thing is, the passion, the market passion comes easy, but it will not sustain itself without the operating passion being performed. Without being the foundation. When you see a beautiful house in a neighborhood or on an estate, magnificent, beautiful house, the most important part of that house is never seen. And it hasn't been seen since the day they started putting the walls up. And that's the foundation, the footing, the foundation, whatever that's sitting on. And that house is, you wouldn't want to buy that house if it didn't have something, if somebody hadn't taken care of something before and done such a good job of taking care of something, and that was making sure that building had a good foundation. Well, you can't be proud, in my opinion. I'm not going to let you be proud of your small business. I'm not going to let you stick your chest out and act like you have accomplished something in your small business just because you had the guts to start a business, just because you had the guts to get it going. If you also don't pay attention, either personally, directly, or getting someone to help you with the operating details, you can't sustain success, folks. You're only going to be a business owner for a little while, and then you'll fail. You've got to do that. You've got to raise this child the right way, and that means operating fundamentals and operating passion. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.